This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, November 11. The Anger of God. Our reading comes from Leviticus chapter 10. Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, took their censers, put fire in them, and added incense. And they offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, contrary to his command. So fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. Moses then said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord spoke of when he said, 'Among those who approach me, I will be proved holy. In the sight of all the people, I will be honored.'" Aaron remained silent. Moses summoned Mishael and Elzaphan, sons of Aaron's uncle Uzziel, and said to them, "Come here, carry your cousins outside the camp, away from the front of the sanctuary." So they came and carried them, still in their tunics, outside the camp, as Moses ordered. Then Moses said to Aaron and his sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, "Do not let your hair become unkempt, and do not tear your clothes, or you will die, and the Lord will be angry with the whole community. But your relatives, all the Israelites, may mourn for those the Lord has destroyed by fire. Do not leave the entrance to the tent of meeting, or you will die, because the Lord's anointing oil is on you." So they did as Moses said. On my first day of work at a McDonald's restaurant, my cash drawer was short $10, and my manager wrote me up, leaving me worried about keeping my job. But I wasn't afraid of being struck dead. We've all made mistakes and had some rough days at work, so we might wonder why Nadab and Abihu were struck dead when they began to work as priests. What went wrong? Nadab and Abihu's sin was not just a minor oversight or a misstep. After God had given detailed instructions about the priests' responsibilities, Aaron's sons ignored God's rules in favor of their own. This is a pattern as old as the human race. Sin begins when we decide we know better than God does. But God is holy, and we are not free to improvise our own ways of approaching or relating to God. Tragically, just as fire came out and consumed the offering brought by Aaron, fire came out against Nadab and Abihu and consumed them. Even Aaron was silent in response, likely indicating that he accepted God's judgment, though he must have felt deep sorrow. Must we fear the same today? In all of history, only one priest, Jesus, was flawless and worthy to enter God's presence. And when he did that for our sake, he took the wrath of God upon himself as it broke out against him in our place. But this is good news for us. Jesus' sacrifice covered all our sin so that we never need to fear God's judgment. Pray with me. Holy God, it's difficult for us to understand your holiness. Thank you for giving us Jesus so that we can be forgiven. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.